Hey Jess.
Hello.
So this is Jess Fernandez from the Extended Diploma. This is her second presentation. Welcome Jess. So Jess, nothing to be intimidated by. This is really just, so 3 weeks ago we had a presentation after London where we were just consolidating ideas. Since then, hopefully you've done some development has happened, some extra research and some initial, and you've initiated these ideas.
Yeah.
So we're just here to, first of all, hear you out, help you make sure your theme is locked in and basically give you some sort of ideas and suggestions for if you need some, if you're stuck.
So I'm obviously sticking to the same theme of the beauty of vulvas. And starting off, I did experiments, as you've seen, of like printing. And
is that what we're calling it? The beauty of vulvas?
Yeah, it started with vaginas, but I'd use the right terminology, like, because it fits better, because I'm talking about the outside and not the actual, like, vagina side.
Internal space.
Yeah, so it obviously fits better. I did take inspiration from Georgie O'Keefe, who obviously does like landscapes and flowers of does flowers and landscapes and looks like vaginas. So I took that inspiration and used fruits because it's like a natural form and
like a metaphor.
And I started with that, and I use like the colours, like skin tones and reds, and I still like the colour palette of reds. And I did look into artists that does same colour palette, and I started with that. I did really like the outcome of it, but I think personally it's not something I want to do for my like final piece.
Of course,
like,
it's a lovely textile design. That was printed on fabric.
Yeah,
like a lovely shirt. If that was tailored into a shirt.
And I did add textiles within it, so like I did try sewing, but obviously it's not many experiments because once again I feel like it's not, didn't feel right for me.
Do you mind if we don't go too heavy on process and technique, you know, of what your experiments are at this point? It's just to make sure that this theme is locked
set.
In,
yeah,
and you know exactly kind of where you're heading, to what you're going to make,
yeah,
you know, or start experimenting with, which you are,
yeah. So I moved on to this, which I got inspiration from online, and I really liked it, actually. And I feel like...
I love that. Oh, my God, that's
like
amazing.
And I really like the little, like, embellishments, like, jewel, like...
Are these badges?
I think they're just, like, I don't know, they're not, like, a function for it, it's just, like, little...
Could they not be? Like,
they could be, yeah.
I don't know, I, like, you know, I really love that. I would happily wear a little brooch. But what I want to know is just with this concept, what are you trying to do with this? Is it raise awareness? Is it is it protest? Is it, you know, because I've got no problems, like visually we can see that you're running with this, it's taking off, you're experimenting, but why, you know, why vulvas in particular, and what is it, you know, like you want the audience to get from this?
Obviously there's a lot of stigma around like how a vulva looks like, and I want to spread awareness how you shouldn't be ashamed of like how yours look like, because everyone's different and we should like embrace them, and because they're just natural, like beautiful things, like they like you shouldn't be ashamed of it, and I just want to spread that awareness and like let everyone know like that it's okay, like whatever.
I didn't realise that there was a, you know, so this is
it's enormous.
Yeah,
Women have plastic surgery down.
Yeah, and
I know. So this is what I'm saying then. So is this from a male viewpoint or a female viewpoint? Because it seems to me that it's more women that have a problem with the way other women's vulvas look or should look, or their vulva should look, or is it that from a man that has been like that is an ugly vulva? Or?
So I think it's like certain, like, so like the porn industry, that's a big thing.
Totally.
And social media, like obviously like plastic surgery and everyone posting, like trying to show.
So
like,
is this
how
a reaction against social norms?
Yeah.
Like, and beauty norms?
Yeah.
Of a vulva?
Yeah.
Okay. Because my only sort of, if I was going to come in fresh and critique this, is like you've started to stylize all these. So in some ways it's like, you know, well, I don't know what an ugly vulva looks like or what a good-looking vulva looks like, or you know, it's kind of you know, these have been stylized into very beautiful form, so I'm not sure it says
like what the ideal is from pornography,
yeah,
or through the male gaze or whatever, and then the reality, maybe.
Have you got any examples of what an attractive vulva should look like as a beauty norm?
I've got pictures, she's printing them out. Like, it's expected, like people, or like social media, like, see, I feel like in their eyes, it's like very, like the labia is very like thin and petite and like,
it's all tucked away.
Away.
Do you know what I would do? Maybe, listen, you know, like as part of your investigation, maybe on the sketchbook we should have some images of the idea of vulva,
yeah,
or one giant. This is the ultimate. This is what all vaginas and vulvas should look like.
Yeah.
From the porn industry. Mm. However, here is the reality of what vulvas look like.
Which I think we've started to get together now at this point.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just so that, because at the moment it's just like, if I was a viewer, I have no idea. I'm completely, obviously, you know, I'm going to be completely clueless about the subjects as a man. So I'm going to come along and be like, well, I love these and that, but I don't necessarily know what you're saying about them, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, like maybe if in the background work and the context, I understand that actually this is a reaction against the porn industry and what it's doing to women's self-esteem, because it's making them think that there's something ugly on them. You know, and this is to raise awareness. So I think with this project you really need to be quite clear on who you're cheerleading and raising up, and who you're trying to educate. You know, is it the general public, is it other women? Stop fighting against, you know, we're supposed to be a womanhood.
It is women thinking about men but thinking about women. It's like, it's really mad. They're kind of expecting that men have these expectations. Really, I don't think they do.
No.
I think they're just like, woohoo, bits to play with in reality. But it's like women kind of go, oh, but men do expect this. And then I'm against other women. And, you know, it's bonkers the lengths that women go to, like from elective cesareans because they don't want to push a baby out of there.
Yeah.
Having plastic surgery, waxing, like all these.
I was gonna say about hair as well.
Anal bleaching. Like the extreme things that people do to beautify.
Yeah.
As we've discussed, something that isn't inherently
beautiful.
Yes, vajazzle.
Yeah, I got that. Like,
that's not a vajazzle. That's a one. Jess, do you know what I mean? I don't even know what a proper vajazzle looks like, but obviously people felt that they were so ugly and that they go to the beauty feed and they rip every bit of hair out, and now don't just do that's not enough, diamante it.
Yeah.
Revisit The Only Way Is Essex. Is that where it came from?
Yeah, I think so. So, you know, like the vajazzle should be in here, because what you're trying to do is take people back to reality. It's naturally vajazzled with its own natural beauty.
And if you want hair there, then you do you.
That's why I want to show, like, when
So maybe that should be in with this slogan.
Maybe you need some sort of
a slogan.
Yeah.
You do you.
Yeah.
Just to make it a bit clearer.
Yeah. That's why I want, like, when I film the final, like, outcome, I want to show like several like different ones, like diverse ones to show like
culture,
and like different
and
types.
variety.
Yeah,
because if you looked at female circumcision as well,
I haven't properly into that, but
so Jess, if I was really exploring, like this is me already with knowing nothing about vulvas and that, but I know in certain cultures that women's clitorises are removed as a form of religious cultural sort of connections,
because pleasure is dirty,
but they're denying they've mutilated women, so they've been denied pleasure, you know. So, you know, if you're, you know, this is a really important thing that you're doing. You don't want this to be really like surface value. So, you know, it's kind of understanding that, you know, just how revered and under the microscope vaginas have been for women. You know, it's like it's you know, being denied pleasure,
yeah,
or being shamed by the Catholic Church for pleasure as a zone that women should never go near.
Yeah,
you know it. You know, it's cray cray. So it's kind of adding those more sort of layers to that as you go along. You know, taking that in. I'm not saying go back and rethink everything.
Yeah,
this is a really lovely idea, straightforward. But I think, you know, if you are going to stand up and stand up for vulvas, like we said on the last one, and really think, you got to know your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I want you to know about the shit that happens to women.
Yeah.
You know, so you should know about female mutilations in different cultures. You should know about where the trend for hairless vaginas come from, for jazzling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Elective cesareans. Why people choose that, because it's not always just because they can't do a natural birth.
It's because they don't want to.
Yeah.
You know, so like, you know, there could be a page in your schedule donated to all of these with research.
Definitely.
You know, then that really then backs up then this through this the vagina. What I think for you is that you're just kind of ahead of yourself on the practical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Without really pinning down this, the theory behind this.
We also discussed them not necessarily having to be in these sort of fleshy colours. Because I don't entirely believe them. And I don't know if it's entirely important that they are fleshy colours, because the form is describing them enough.
Yeah.
That you can be a little bit more outrageous with the fabrics and the embellishments that you're applying.
Yeah, I would definitely want to add like a lot of like shiny, like nice quality materials to really like send the message through of how they should be seen as something beautiful.
What do you want to make? And important.
Scale wise.
So I want to have basically.
I love that scale.
I want to have like roughly around this size, and I was thinking obviously I want to show diversity, so I'm gonna have to have like a few.
Yeah.
And they're all gonna look different and like different colours, different materials.
I love it.
And I want to like display it on like a wall and add like all the jewels and stuff.
Now are these gonna be? Sorry. What I mean is, in like, you know, the audience going to be able to respond.
Oh,
the pull back areas. You know,
I think that's the problem with this one. This is should be at the top because you've got what's going back coming out. Does that make sense? This layer should have been at the very top because that's the outer labia. Yeah, so then you get that sense of depth going backwards.
Yeah. I think that's something I can improve. Yeah. Yeah. Edit on.
Oh, that could work though as a mould in some ways, though, in reverse. If you could, like, paper mache mould that, then when you took the paper mache off, it would be in the right...
Yeah.
Direction.
The right direction.
But we were thinking about sort of layering so that Jess could wrap fabric and embellish.
Lovely.
So I definitely want to do that. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I just think it's like, you know, you probably want, I don't know, to consider an element of interactiveness with it. You know,
if people can just handle
touch.
Them and touch them.
Well, especially
they
if they're beautiful.
Tap.
You've made
that's
them, like, you've stuffed them and they're shiny and really sumptuous.
I feel like if I was to add, like, fur, it would be good so they can, like, at least, like, touch
that's
and
that's what I mean,
that.
Tactile.
Yeah.
So the viewer is getting another stimulation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that would be good if I add, like,
because
hair.
Instantly I want to touch it.
So do I. You know.
And, like, explore each detail and, like, open it up like that.
That definitely looks like a flower more than a... You know, that's to me like you.
Like
you know, that looks
lily.
Like one of those lilies that's really
lily.
Like you know, like even the one that has the
the stamen,
stamen. You know, and that's really I love that George O'Keefe connection, and you've got those links, Jess. This is a great idea in my mind, but for you again, remember, like you came and you did last project so well, and I'm just hoping with your time management, you know, these are great ideas, but. You're not going to find the fabric you want in the textile room.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of money. If you've still not got a job, like, so I don't know where you can get funding for materials. Fabric may not be your way, because if you can't afford the fabric or go and get these fabrics, then it may have to be that you're doing it with paper, papers or stuff in the college. So really do evaluate just your resources.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I would hate for you to be like, just like, oh, here's a bit of scrap of red, and I use that because that's all there was that was there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that doesn't cut it for your FMP. You know, you've either got to do this wholehearted.
Yeah.
Or find an alternative way that you can do.
I was also thinking I could also like go into charity shops because you can get so much like for cheap, like scarves and stuff. Or like
you
some...
can, but that should be done already.
Yeah.
Or now.
Yeah.
Because
if you can do that this weekend, great.
You can also go up to there's an upholsterer near the Steam Museum, and every time I've gone in, I've like got any scraps, got any fabric?
Yeah, they all
have?
Will.
And he says, take what you want, you'll be doing me a favour.
Yeah.
I filled up my van.
Yeah, it just has to go in their bin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just ask. If you don't ask, you don't get it. So
you know, you could go to the Loving Chair company and that and pop in and say, if you've got any old excess scraps and things like that. Because what you're looking for is almost as well. We're being quite specific. You know, you say, and this is where, not that you're being naive, but, you know, only because I've done this myself, Jess. Oh, I'll go to the charity shop and find, but what I want is satin.
Yeah.
I
want
specific.
Pink satin.
Yeah.
Five charity shops
later, I can't find
any pink satin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so sometimes you've got to go to the charity shop and the fabrics present you, and then
you work with what you can get hold of,
rather than going in with like this, like I must find
Six
some antique lace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Just
it's
anything that looks sumptuous.
Yeah, that's one we'll definitely do. Yeah.
Embellished, or it's a really interesting fabric, like even like metallics and things like that, just become a bit of a magpie. At the moment, and just gather. Don't do anything with them until you've got your shapes and forms sorted.
Because we need to know the quantity. Because there's no point in us like making like that, and then you run out, and you have to patchwork it with something.
Oh god, please, no patchworking.
And we need to make sure that the colours go.
Yeah.
You know, this is what
like
I mean. It's intention. You know, not last minute looking around, scrabbling.
Mm.
It's like if you know already you're going to be doing some beading, then you need to start either getting on Amazon or eBay and ordering your beads.
Yeah.
You know, or to the charity shops this weekend and getting old necklaces and things.
Oh yeah, old necklaces are brilliant. Just
absolutely.
Yeah.
Cut them
up.
Often charity shops have like jars of beads
and
bones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like bags with like random.
Because Jess,
yeah.
I would really, really love you to finish the way you finished this last project.
The last project was beautiful.
And I would really love you to feel that pride, but it's time management with you, you know, and you still got some stuff to pin down with the back. With the, you know, the different cultures on the vagina itself and what you want to say. And then the materials that you want to use to create it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So that's just where you need to be on your game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Because we can make some fabrics here as well. Again, you need to get the materials. So we could get, like, clear plastics and trap red plastics in between and trap scraps and make things like that, but again, that's a week, that's preparation, that's ready, that's here we go, you know, it's it's just where you were good on the last one is your organization paid off. You had that week to carry on tweaking, and you were calmer, you were happier with your thingy, you were able to have everything, you were the only one that had done a proper desk set up with everything signed. Yeah, that's what we want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you feel confident?
Yeah, I love, like, I do have an idea already, and I do love the theme that I'm doing, and I'll definitely stick to it. It's just a matter of organisation and getting, like you said, research, like, back into
Off the back of this conversation, the first thing that you should be going and doing is making a bit of a list.
So you can tick through that list.
Because there's even things like, you know, like we love this and we were like, if we go large, but where are you getting this?
It's scraps from textiles.
Now if you wanted to go and do
it
on bigger,
I'm going to have to get my own.
Where would you get it from, you know?
Yeah.
So you already got a barrier.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like it's found bits. So unless you can replicate those bits, it's like you've got to find an alternative. You don't want to, like, throw an alternative in last minute that's like, actually, it's somebody's old first stole in a grey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, an old vagina would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's probably a taboo.
Variety.
Yeah.
Stigma, age,
variety.
Age, and vulva.
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean? There's a lot of stigma with age. Aging women.
Yeah, like
aging
yeah.
women's sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Women's wombs, that because they've gone through the menopause, they're almost
redundant.
Yeah.
Where, yeah, women, it's said that women's sexuality is actually, their women peak in their sexuality is in their 40s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Men, it's when they're 17, 18.
Yeah.
Women, it's in their 40s to 50s. Mm-hmm. So society's already against women by saying you're redundant, but yet you feel the most sexual,
mm-hmm.
you know, without it being a need for reproduction.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe grave would have been a find.
Yeah.
But, yeah, resources.
Go scour the charity shops, go to upholstery shops, go to textile places, and just go with your begging bowl.
Yes. I'm an art student. Yeah. It often works.
And, you know, I'm seeing these textile things, but I'm imagining, like, you know, I'm starting to think, like, if you cut also, like, a rudimental sort of MDF frame,
yeah,
oval frames, that these then can get put, you know, like, I'm just wondering how these are being presented, you know, if they're going to be off the wall, stuffed, large, you know, if they get framed within flesh coloured MDF things, then with the fabric in them, you know. So, again, with your timing, it might be to play around with Oh, I want you to have enough time to play around with presentation as well.
Yeah.
A great idea.
Someone in my class did suggest, because if I really want to show the beauty as well, I could also put in frames. Could consider that idea.
Well, again, if you can justify it in your sketchbook about how by framing you're elevating, and we get that, you know, the intention is there.
But
then again, it can't be a clip frame or a frame that you've just found, you know. You're talking, like, if you're really going to go with that idea, then it's like a gold gilt frame, beautifully done, there's depth to it.
But it might also be enough to just have these really beautifully made.
Yeah, because you don't want to take the beat, like, you don't want to take.
I already want one for my wall if I'm seeing this done in a stuffed pink and red satins with jewels all over dripping off them.
Yeah.
I'm already thinking I want one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is exciting. So go, remember, just
make that list.
Be aware of where your weak spots are.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.